In an interview over a week ago, Senator Rodham Clinton spoke with the Washington Post's Lois Romano about the sexism she has experienced from the media during her campaign. Saturday in Tampa, WMNF spoke to the Hillsborough County League of Women's Voters about whether they have witnessed gender discrimination towards the senator. Clinton says that more people would be against voting for a woman than a black man, which is rarely reported.
Both gender and race have been obviously a part of it because of who we are. And every poll I've seen show more people would be reluctant to vote for a woman than to vote for an African American.
I think that's
which
true.
Which rarely gets reported on either. So, yes, I mean, the manifestation of some of the sexism that has gone on in this campaign is somehow more respectable, or at least more accepted. And I think there should be equal rejection of the sexism and the racism when and if it ever raises its ugly head.
Guest speaker and Tampa native Congresswoman Kathy Castor spoke to WMNF about beliefs that she says tend to die hard.
They've both struggled from some remnants of racism and sexism. Yes, I have been aware of comments in the media. Well, and I do think a lot of it is personal to Senator Clinton and to Senator Obama. And you have to admit, Senator McCain is being asked about his age. Some of those opinions die hard. They do die hard, and people really should be colorblind. They shouldn't pay attention to someone's sex, because what's really important is their ability, their God-given ability, no matter who they are, where they come from.
Congresswoman Castor also spoke about the media that comes with being a presidential candidate and a, quote, trailblazer.
I think both campaigns have risen above all of that. And in Senator Obama and Senator Clinton, they're trailblazers. And oftentimes when you're trailblazing a path, you run into some resistance. So I look forward to a day when that's not going to be an issue.
President of the League, Linda De Aquila, says that sexism is inherent in our society. However, Senator Clinton's concerns could be a fault of the campaign and not the media.
It's inherent in the society at this point. I don't know that I think it's part of a well-thought-out campaign as far as Senator Clinton is concerned, but it's obviously there. I think in presidential politics, people are going to use whatever tools they can to make themselves appear in a better light. So it's an easy answer.
So do you think it's more of like a tactic for the campaign than an actual issue?
I think when people are looking at presidential candidates, they're looking at overall packages. And so trying to ascertain whether from the perspective of Senator Clinton that the other candidates are using her sex in a way that would portray her in a negative light, I think that's perhaps a really good tactic for her. I don't know that it's really happening. I think it's a good presidential campaign argument.
De Aquila also spoke about why she believes those attitudes of sexism still exist today.
Because they're deeply ingrained in people's psyche. I would hope that as generations move forward that we will see less and less of it. Obviously, we're already seeing less of it than we did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. I think we're moving in the right direction. It's a slow process. My goodness, that's generations and generations of ingrained behavior and thought processes, and it's going to take a long time for that to change. But it is changing, and that's wonderful.
League member and clinical psychologist Rich Brown says there's no question about whether there is sexism in the media against Senator Clinton.
Senator McCain, who spent time in a POW camp, has cried a hell of a lot in his life. Will that be an issue, that the fact that he cried during periods of great physical and emotional stress, is that a problem? We haven't heard a thing about him crying, but when Senator Clinton does, we hear it all the time. Is that sexist? Bet your boots.
Reporting from Tampa for WMNF, I'm Ariel Stevenson.